Dundee. It's a great privilege for us to be here today. Nofi does speak English, but he is not confident in sharing or in preaching in English, so he'll preach in Indonesian. So, Fonny, you won't need any. Yeah, maybe you could translate and give me a wee break, actually. It's like an idea. So he'll speak in Indonesian, I'll translate it into English. So I apologise now for any mess-ups, and Fonny will catch me out. I don't usually have that problem. People don't know if I make a mistake. And then after he's shared, I'll share a little bit about our ministry and what we do in Indonesia.
Yeah. Good morning. Ilam Family Church, Aberdeen.
No, Dundee.
Dundee, sorry.
You seen the road signs on the way up?
I'm sorry. Yeah, lovely to be here. And thank you, Pastor Stephen, to inviting us. It's really good to be here and to meet all of you here. But I'm sorry because I'm not speak English when I preaching. It's too complicated in my head. So Cheryl can help me to translate. Yeah, let us pray.
Okay, mari kita tahu.
Sweet.
Sorry.
Bapak, terima kasih untuk pagi hari ini.
Father, we just give you thanks for this morning.
Kami mengagumi Engkau karena kasih dan kesetiaan-Mu dalam kehidupan kami.
We stand in awe of you for your love and your faithfulness in our lives.
Terima kasih untuk perbuatan-Mu yang ajaib, yang dahsyat dalam setiap kehidupan kami.
Thank you for your amazing works in each and every one of our lives.
Biarlah hari ini kami mau mengalami Engkau, kami mau mengalami firman-Mu.
And today we want to experience you, we want to experience your word.
Biarlah firman-Mu menjadi pelita bagi kaki kami dan terang bagi jalan kehidupan kami.
That your word will be a light unto our path and a lamp unto
our feet. Kami boleh terus mengalami perubahan.
So that we can continually experience change.
Mengalami pertumbuhan.
That we can experience growth.
Mengalami siapa Engkau Tuhan di dalam kehidupan kami.
Experience who you are in our lives.
Datanglah kerajaan-Mu, jadilah kehendak-Mu atas setiap hidup kami.
Kingdom come and your will be done in our lives.
Penuhi setiap kami Tuhan dengan kuasa Roh Kudus-Mu, dengan kuasa kebenaran firman-Mu.
Fill each of us with your Holy Spirit, with your authority.
Dalam nama Yesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Ya, yeah, Bapak Ibu Saudara yang dikasihi Tuhan.
So ladies and gentlemen who are loved by God.
Ketika saya ada di Scotland.
When I am here in Scotland.
Pertama kali.
For the first time, or when he was there for the first time.
Saya ada di Scotland waktu itu menikah dengan istri saya tentunya.
When he first came over to marry me.
Dan banyak orang bilang di Scotland itu dalam satu minggu bisa mengalami empat musim.
And people said to him that in Scotland you can experience the four seasons in one day.
Tadinya saya tidak percaya.
And I never used to believe it.
Tapi waktu saya tinggal di Scotland hari Senin panas sekali.
But living here sometimes on the Monday it can be really hot.
Besoknya hujan selama 5-6 jam lebih.
And then the next day it can be raining for 5 or 6 hours straight.
Di situ saya melihat benar-benar bahwa di Scotland bisa terjadi 4 musim dalam 1 minggu atau dalam 3 hari.
And then that's when I realized that you really can experience 4 seasons in a week or even just in a few days.
Dan dalam kehidupan kita juga Tuhan punya musim-musim yang Dia telah tetapkan dalam kehidupan.
And in our lives, God has many different seasons for us that we face.
Mungkin ada musim di mana kita menerima anugerahnya, menerima banyak hal yang kita benar-benar kagum akan siapa Tuhan.
And there's a season where we really experience God's grace and we really experience the overflow of God's amazing work in our life.
Tapi juga ada musim di mana kita harus fight, kita harus benar-benar hidup di dalam pergumulan atau tantangan yang Tuhan izinkan terjadi dalam kehidupan kita.
But then we also have seasons where we have to really fight and we have a lot of trials, we have a lot of struggles and it's a real effort.
Saya percaya ketika kita menjadi orang percaya, menjadi orang Kristen, ketika kita menandatangani dalam kehidupan kita bahwa saya mau mengikut Yesus.
And I really believe that when we come on board as Christians, when we decide that we believe and we if you like, if we write our signature that I'm going to follow Christ.
Kita ada di dalam medan peperangan.
Then I believe that then we enter into the battlefield.
Setiap hari kita hidup dengan berperang melawan kedagingan kita, berperang melawan nilai-nilai dari dunia ini.
And so every day we're fighting against our flesh, and we're also fighting against the principles or the values of this world.
Supaya kita diubahkan menjadi serupa dengan Dia dan menghidupi apa yang menjadi rencana Dia.
And we have to fight against all that to become more like Him, to be as He has created us, to be in His image.
Saya akan mengutip satu pernyataan dari seorang pastor yang terkenal, seorang businessman yang terkenal yang bernama Miles Monroe.
And I just want to use a quote from a well-known businessman and pastor. His name is Miles Monroe.
Dia katakan bahwa tragedi terbesar dalam hidup seseorang bukanlah kehilangan harta.
And he said the biggest tragedy in someone's life isn't losing all their riches.
Bukanlah kehilangan reputasi atau kehilangan pekerjaan yang dibangun dari nol.
It's not losing their reputation or losing their work that they maybe started from zero.
Bahkan bukan kehilangan orang yang kita kasihi, walaupun itu juga membuat kita bersedih. Tapi itu bukan tragedi yang terbesar.
And it's not even losing those that we love the most, those that are closest to us, although that is indeed a tragedy.
Bahkan juga bukan kehilangan pelayanan yang kita telah bangun mungkin.
And it's not even losing our ministry that we've maybe started off from zero.
Karena ada saatnya Tuhan juga katakan untuk kita sabbatical, untuk kita mungkin beristirahat di dalam Dia.
Because sometimes God gives us a sabbatical, a time where we rest in Him.
Tapi tragedi terbesar dalam kehidupan manusia adalah ketika manusia itu hidup dia tidak tahu dan menghidupi tujuan Allah dalam hidupnya.
But the biggest tragedy in life is when somebody does not know the purpose and the plan that God has for them in their lives, and they
Karena
don't live
ketika
it.
Tuhan menciptakan Adam dan Hawa, Dia punya tujuan.
Because when God created Adam and Eve, He had a purpose for them.
Dia tidak hanya menciptakan manusia supaya manusia beraktivitas di dunia ini.
He didn't create people just so we could have activities in this world.
Tapi Dia punya tujuan.
But He had a purpose.
Untuk multiplikasi.
And one of the purposes was to go on and multiply.
Untuk berkuasa atas ciptaan yang lain.
And to have authority over all living things.
Supaya setiap anak-anak manusia pada saat itu.
So that each of the children at that time.
Melahirkan anak-anak ilahi.
So they were giving birth to children.
Untuk berkuasa, untuk berdampak, untuk berpengaruh.
And each of their children were to make an influence and were to have an impact in the world.
Karena kalau kita hidup di dunia ini tanpa tujuan Allah, kita sedang melakukan suatu aktivitas yang tidak berarti apapun.
And so if we're just living our lives and going through the activities but not really having any purpose in our life.
Kita hanya dibesarkan menjadi seorang anak.
We're growing up as a child.
Disekolahkan.
We get put through school.
Mendapatkan pekerjaan.
Then we go leave school, get a job.
Punya pekerjaan yang baik.
Maybe you get a really good job.
Siap untuk menikah.
Then you get ready to get married.
Menjadi orang tua.
Then you become parents.
Punya anak.
Have your own kids.
Menjadi tua.
Then you get old.
Dan menunggu untuk dipanggil Tuhan.
And then you're just waiting to be called by God.
Apakah itu yang menjadi tujuan Allah untuk kita hidup di dunia ini?
Is that the purpose God has for us to be in this earth?
Tentu Allah tidak menciptakan kita untuk hanya sekedar melakukan apa yang dikatakan rutinitas atau aktivitas daripada manusia.
God didn't create us to be here just to go through the motions, just to go through the activities.
Tapi kita bertanggung jawab untuk mencari apa yang menjadi rencana dan tujuan Tuhan dalam kehidupan kita.
But we have a responsibility to find out what our purpose is from God, what His plans are for us.
Itu sebabnya ada musim yang diizinkan Tuhan terjadi dalam kehidupan kita.
And that's why there's different seasons that God allows to happen in our lives.
Judul khotbah saya pagi hari ini adalah New Level in the New Season.
And so the title for my sermon today is A New Level in a New Season.
Kita akan membaca bersama-sama dalam Yosua 1 ayat 1 sampai dengan 9.
And we're going to read together in Joshua 1 verse 1 to 9. Okay, Joshua 1 verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all the people get ready to cross the river Jordan into the land I am about to give them. I am about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, and to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law of my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn to it from the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Di dalam level dan musim yang baru,
so in the new level and the new season,
apa yang Yosua alami dalam kehidupannya,
that Joshua experienced in his life,
kita tahu bahwa Yosua adalah seorang abdi Musa.
And we know that Joshua was a servant of Moses.
Tapi sekarang posisi Yosua bukan lagi seorang abdi Musa atau pelayan Musa, tetapi pemimpin yang sedang dipersiapkan Tuhan.
But we know that after Moses died, he wasn't just his aide anymore, but he was the person that God was preparing to take his place.
Dalam ayat yang pertama dikatakan persiapkan diri.
And it says in verse 1, he said, prepare yourself.
Apa yang harus kita tangkap dari musim yang baru dalam kehidupan kita, dari belajar tentang kitab Yosua?
And so what we need to learn when we're getting into a new season or a new level in our life, what we can learn from Joshua here?
Yang pertama adalah be ready and be prepared.
And the first point is to be ready and be prepared.
Karena di musim yang baru, saudara akan melihat atau mungkin akan berhadapan dengan hal yang baru, dengan perubahan-perubahan yang baru.
Because in the new season we're going to see new things happen. It's going to be a new opportunity.
Kalau kita tidak siap dengan perubahan, maka siap-siaplah menjadi korban daripada perubahan.
And if we are not ready to accept the change, then we're going to become victims of change.
Kekristenan bukanlah korban dari perubahan, tapi kekristenan adalah pembawa-pembawa perubahan.
So Christians are not supposed to be victims of change, but they're supposed to be the ones agents of change, bringing change.
Karena Yesus ada di dalam setiap kehidupan saudara dan saya.
Because Jesus is in each and every one of you, as he is in with us.
Ada kuasanya dalam kehidupan kita.
And so there's an authority in our lives.
Dunia boleh berubah.
The world can change.
Tapi kita tidak diubahkan oleh dunia.
But we are not changed by the world.
Kita diubahkan oleh kuasa kebenaran firman Tuhan supaya kita membawa dampak perubahan kepada dunia.
We are changed by the authority of God that is in our life so that we can go and be agents of change in the world.
Itu sebabnya saudara dan saya perlu mempersiapkan dan perlu benar-benar siap menghadapi segala perubahan yang ada.
And so that's why we need to be ready. We have to be prepared for the changes to come.
Supaya kita enggak menjadi korban daripada perubahan.
So that we don't end up being victims of the change.
Dunia ini sedang mengalami suatu krisis daripada nilai-nilai kebenaran.
So the world just now is going through a real crisis in values, our values as well.
Bagaimana sekarang kita dikelilingi ketika kita mengirim anak kita sekolah, sudah ada yang namanya gender atau hak untuk memilih. Kalau saya mau jadi perempuan, saya mau jadi laki-laki walaupun saya perempuan, bahkan hubungan sesama jenis sudah menjadi sesuatu yang sepertinya normal.
So we're sending our kids into school knowing that we can now no longer really protect them with this whole gender thing that's going on, so the children can decide that day if they want to be a boy or if they want to be a girl and if they want to be with the same sex. And so there's all these values that are contradictory to what we believe.
Di Indonesia saja ketika kita mau beribadah, kita mengalami persekusi atau mengalami aniaya di beberapa tempat.
So in Indonesia, even when we want to just have worship and we want to go to church and have a service, we can be experiencing pressure, we can be experiencing persecution in different areas within Indonesia.
Kalau kita enggak mempersiapkan hidup kita untuk berdiri di dalam kebenaran, maka kita menjadi korban daripada perubahan.
And so if we're not prepared to stand on the truth, then we are going to become victims of
it. Kita harus mempersiapkan keluarga kita.
We need to prepare our families.
Kita harus mempersiapkan hidup kita.
We need to prepare ourselves, our
untuk
lives.
Bukan berdiri di atas situasi dan kondisi, tapi berdiri di atas janji Tuhan dan kebenaran Tuhan.
So we need to be standing not on top of the situation or the conditions that we find ourselves in, but we're standing on top of the word of God, yeah, and the truth of God.
Sekali lagi kita harus mempersiapkan terhadap perubahan-perubahan.
So again, we need to prepare ourselves for the changes
kita
that are coming.
Kita juga akan mempersiapkan diri terhadap bukan hanya perubahan, tapi terhadap tantangan-tantangan.
And so we're preparing ourselves not just for change, but also for the challenges.
Tapi saudara nggak perlu takut dengan terjadinya perubahan.
But you don't need to be afraid of the changes.
Saudara nggak perlu takut dengan adanya tantangan dan ujian.
You don't need to be afraid of the trials or the tribulations.
Karena saudara dan saya memiliki firman Tuhan yang berkuasa, katakan amin.
We don't need to be afraid because we own or we have the authority of God in our lives. Amen.
Saudara memiliki janji Tuhan.
You have the promises of God, yeah?
Saudara memiliki perlindungan Tuhan.
You have the protection of God.
Saudara memiliki apa yang Tuhan sedang kerjakan dalam kehidupan saudara meskipun saudara tidak melihat.
And you have a holy God working in your life even though you can't necessarily see what he's doing, you know he's working just now.
Karena dia Allah yang berkuasa atas dunia ini.
Because and he is the God that has authority over all this world.
Saudara hanya perlu mempersiapkan
so you just need to be prepared. Prepare
Joshua
yourselves.
Mempersiapkan hidupnya.
So Joshua prepared his life.
Karena dia mempercayai janji Tuhan.
Because he believed in the promises of God.
Dia simpan kebenaran firman Tuhan.
He saved the word of God in his heart.
Dia melihat bagaimana Musa memimpin bangsa Israel begitu sulit.
He had seen how Moses had led the people of Israel, and he'd seen the challenges.
Walaupun Tuhan memberikan banyak mujizat,
even though God gave many many miracles,
tapi keras kepalanya orang Israel,
but the stubbornness of the Israelites,
membuat mereka gagal masuk ke tanah Kanaan,
ended up with them failing to be able to enter into the promised land.
Tapi Yosua tetap mau percaya kepada janji Tuhan.
But Joshua still believed in God's promises.
Dia mempersiapkan hati dan hidupnya.
He prepared his heart and he prepared his life.
Karena dia tidak mau berdiri di atas kondisi dan situasi.
So he wasn't dependent, he wasn't standing on the condition of the situation round about him.
Tapi dia mau berdiri di atas kebenaran firman.
But he wanted to stand on the word of God, the truth of God.
Yang kedua, saudara.
And the second point. Second slide, please.
Yang kita belajar bersama-sama adalah tetap di dalam track-nya Tuhan.
So we need to keep on his track, keep on God's track.
Di situ dikatakan jangan menyimpang ke kanan atau ke kiri.
And so in verse 7 it says, don't go to the left or to the right.
Perjalanan kehidupan kekristenan saudara di musim yang baru.
And so in our journey with Christ in this new season.
Jangan sampai teralihkan.
Don't be distracted.
Jangan sampai tergoda.
Don't be tempted.
Tetap ada di dalam track-nya Tuhan.
But stay on God's track.
Artinya tetap melihat visi Tuhan dalam kehidupan saudara.
And that means see, keep your eyes fixed on God's
vision. Tetap melihat janji Tuhan dalam kehidupan saudara.
Keep your eyes on his promises.
Saya percaya ketika Tuhan memberikan janjinya, memberikan firman-Nya dalam kehidupan saudara.
I really believe that when God gives his promises and he speaks his truth into your life.
Ada garansi penyertaan di dalam.
That there's a guarantee that he will be with you.
Ada kemenangan yang akan menyertai saudara.
And there's a victory that's going to follow with
saudara
you.
Saudara hanya percaya saja.
And all you have to do is just believe.
Walaupun mungkin pada saat saudara hidup di dalam menggenapi janji Tuhan, ada tantangannya, ada ujiannya.
So for sure, when you're walking in God's will, there are going to be trials, there are going to be tests.
Ada kesulitan yang begitu datang silih berganti terus menerus dalam kehidupan saudara.
There's going to be difficulties that just seem to come one after the other.
Tapi kalau itu diizinkan Tuhan terjadi dalam kehidupan saudara karena saudara memegang iman saudara.
But God has allowed these things to happen, and if you just hold on to your faith,
dia berjalan bersama-sama saudara.
He will be accompanying you. He will be with you through these challenges.
Dia memberikan kekuatan buat saudara.
He will give you the strength.
Dia Allah yang setia.
He is a faithful God.
Ketika dia menyertai Musa,
and when he was with Moses,
dia juga menyertai Yosua.
He also was with Joshua.
Dan saudara lihat ada perkembangan yang berbeda antara penyertaan Tuhan dengan Musa dan Yosua.
And you can see there's a difference between the way God was with Moses and the way he was with Joshua.
Ketika Tuhan menyertai Musa memimpin generasi pertama Israel,
we see that when Moses was initially leading the people of Israel,
Musa selalu merasa tidak mampu.
Moses always felt unworthy or not able to carry out.
Dia selalu minta mujizat kepada Tuhan.
He always asked God for miracles.
Itu sebabnya selalu mujizat-mujizat baru Musa melangkah.
And so God had to do a miracle and then Moses would walk forward.
Saudara lihat ketika tongkat Musa diketuk di air di laut Teberau.
So when Moses cast out his stick and hit the sea.
Laut Teberau terbelah dua.
Then the Red Sea would part.
Lalu mereka melangkah.
And then they would step out.
Tapi berbeda dengan Yosua.
But that's different with Joshua.
Yosua melangkah dulu, baru Sungai Yordan terbelah dua.
Joshua stepped out in faith first, and then the seas parted.
Ada pertumbuhan dan perbedaan yang luar biasa.
So there was an incredible growth and change in that between the two leaders.
Mungkin kita menjadi orang Kristen yang tunggu mujizat dulu, baru melangkah.
So maybe we're the kind of Christians that like to see the miracle happen first and then we'll step out.
Tapi untuk menjadi dewasa.
But in order to become mature in our
melangkah dulu bersama firman Tuhan.
We need to learn to step out first in faith.
Lahirkan iman.
To give birth to new, bigger faith.
Maka mujizat terjadi.
And then our miracles will happen.
Amin, saudara. Tetap ada di dalam track-nya Tuhan.
So stay in God's track.
Megang janjinya.
Hold on to his promises.
Melihat visinya.
See his vision.
Tetap hidup di dalam tuntunan Tuhan.
And stay living according to his guidance, his guiding hand.
Yang ketiga.
And the third point. Next slide, please.
Cross the border.
Yeah.
That is English, yeah. Seberangi Sungai Yordan, saudara.
So cross your border.
Sungai Yordan adalah batas.
And so the river Jordan is like your boundary.
Buat bangsa Israel, Sungai Yordan adalah batas antara tanah Kanaan di depan dan Mesir di belakang.
And so for the Israelites, the river Jordan was the boundary between Egypt and the land of Canaan, the promised land.
Saudara, seringkali pada saat kita mau mencapai tujuan Tuhan,
and so often when we want to achieve God's plan for us,
kadang-kadang roh Mesir masih ada di dalam otak kita atau di dalam hati kita.
Sometimes it's like the spirit of Egypt is still in us, it's still in our heads.
Itu sebabnya generasi pertama mati di padang gurun karena Mesir masih ada di dalam hidup mereka.
And that's why the Israelites, the first generation of Israelites died in before they crossed the river, because Egypt was still in their hearts, it was still in their minds.
Tuhan lebih mudah mengeluarkan bangsa Israel keluar dari Mesir.
It was easier for God to bring the Israelites out of Egypt
daripada mengeluarkan Mesir di dalam kehidupan orang Israel.
Then it was easier than taking Egypt out of the minds of the people.
Saudara enggak bisa mencapai promised land, saudara.
And so we're not going to be able to achieve our promised land.
Kalau kita masih hidup di Mesir di masa lalu.
If we still are living in the past, we still are living in our Egypt.
Kita harus meninggalkan Mesir, kita harus meninggalkan masa lalu kita, pola pikir kita yang lama.
So we have to leave it behind, we have to leave our Egypt behind, our past behind, our old habits and ways.
Dan saudara harus melangkah, menyeberangi border saudara menuju tanah Kanaan.
And we have to step out, we have to walk into our border and head towards our promised land.
Mesir adalah masa lalu.
Egypt is our past.
Tanah Kanaan adalah masa depan.
The promised land is our future.
Mesir adalah bagaimana gambaran tentang orang Kristen yang tidak dewasa.
And so Egypt is a kind of picture of immature Christians.
Tapi tanah Kanaan adalah orang-orang yang dewasa.
But the promised land is a picture of mature Christians.
Saudara ingat ketika di Mesir generasi pertama ada di padang gurun.
And so we know when the first generation of Israelites were in the wilderness.
Walaupun mereka harus mati akhirnya.
Even though they eventually had to die there.
Karena komplain akhirnya Tuhan kasih mana dan burung.
Because they were always complaining, God provided the manna and the
manna dan burung puyuh.
I know, I forgot. Ravens, thank you. I forgot the word in English.
Cheryl not really good to Sunday school, so she forget about that.
I've been too long in Indonesia, the English goes.
Saudara lihat bahwa ketika di mana mereka komplain dan Tuhan kasih burung puyuh dan mana.
So we see that because they were in the wilderness, because they were always complaining, then God provided the manna and the ravens.
Manna dan raven adalah hasil daripada komplain, bukan apa yang Tuhan mau untuk diberikan pada mereka.
And so the manna and the ravens, it was a result of their complaints. It wasn't what God had initially planned for them.
Saudara pernah bayangkan kalau mereka tidak komplain?
So try imagining if they had never complained.
Maybe God give fish and chip.
He would be happy.
My favorite meal in Scotland. Tapi saudara lihat ketika di tanah Kanaan generasi kedua.
But when we look at the second generation that got into the promised land.
Tuhan janjikan buat kekristenan buat orang yang dewasa adalah susu dan madu.
God promised them milk and honey.
Susu dan madu adalah untuk orang-orang yang dewasa.
And so the milk and honey, that is for people that are mature in their faith.
Karena mereka harus berperang untuk mendapatkan itu.
Because they really had to fight to get it.
Mereka harus tetap melihat visi Tuhan.
They had to keep on the track and keep God's vision in mind.
Mereka harus tetap memegang janji Tuhan.
They had to hold on to God's
promises. Mereka harus meraih dengan iman mereka.
And they really had to work out their faith.
Jadi tetap ada di dalam kehidupan untuk melahirkan iman.
So stay on track in birthing faith.
Saudara akan mencapai setiap tanah kanan saudara di musim yang baru.
And you will achieve your promised land in the new season. Amen.
Yang terakhir.
And the final slide, please.
Sorry, too long. Yang terakhir adalah don't give up.
I don't need to translate that.
Okay, that's it in English. Ada kata yang diulang-ulang dalam pasal Yosua yang pertama.
And so there's a phrase that was repeated time and time again in
Kalau
Joshua 1.
Kalau saudara perhatikan.
And if you see it, if you
di dalam ayat yang ke-6.
In verse 6,
7,
and 7,
9,
and 9,
dan 8,
and 8,
yaitu kuatkan dan teguhkan hatimu.
It says, be strong and courageous.
Artinya apa, saudara?
And what does that mean?
Ketika ada tantangan yang coba untuk menghancurkan iman saudara.
Whenever there's a challenge that is trying to destroy your faith.
Bahkan mungkin pengalihan yang membuat saudara untuk tidak hidup di dalam janji Tuhan atau rencana Tuhan.
Or there's a distraction that's preventing you or trying to prevent you from living in the plan and purpose of God.
Jangan takut.
Don't be afraid.
Jangan menyerah.
Do not give up.
Tetap berdiri di atas kebenaran firman Tuhan.
But keep standing on the word of God.
Saya ingat ketika melayani di dalam children home.
And I remember when I was initially serving, ministering in the children's home.
Ketika itu kami harus ditinggalkan oleh sponsor utama kami yang setiap bulan kasih begitu banyak uang.
Our main sponsor left us and stopped his sponsor, and he had been the main supporter for the whole ministry.
Bukan karena saya berbuat dosa atau kita melakukan kesalahan.
It wasn't because we had fallen into sin or that we'd done anything wrong.
Tapi saya memutuskan untuk tidak kompromi dengan keputusan dari sponsor kita atau tidak mau dikontrol karena dia kasih uang yang banyak buat pelayanan kita.
It was because I didn't want to compromise in our values and I didn't want to be controlled by the sponsor just because he was the one handing the money over.
Dan itu membuat saya shock pada saat itu.
And so when he pulled out, it was a complete shock to all of us.
Karena dia katakan kalau gitu kami tidak mau sponsorin kamu lagi.
And so when I gave him the decision, he says, well, if that's your case, then we don't want to sponsor you anymore.
Dan kamu harus keluar dari tempat yang dia kasih.
And you need to leave the house that we've provided for you.
Itu membuat saya stres dan frustasi.
And so that really stressed me out and it was really frustrating.
Tapi tiba-tiba firman Tuhan datang kepada saya.
But all of a sudden a word came from the Lord.
Dalam Mazmur 127 ayat yang pertama.
In Psalm 127 verse 1.
Dikatakan jikalau bukan Tuhan yang membangun rumah, sia-sialah usaha orang membangunnya.
It says if the Lord does not build this house, then the builders build in vain.
Dan Tuhan katakan pelayanan ini adalah aku yang membangunnya.
And God said to him, this ministry, I am the one that builds it up.
Kamu enggak usah tergantung kepada orang yang kaya atau orang yang mampu.
So you don't need to be dependent on rich people or people that are supporting you.
Tapi sekarang percayalah kepadaku.
But trust me from now on.
Yeremia 17 ayat 5 mengatakan,
in Jeremiah 17 verse 5,
terkutuklah orang yang mengandalkan manusia dan kekuatannya.
It says, cursed are those that depend on people or on their
kekuatan
and their own strength.
Tapi Yeremia 17 ayat 7 mengatakan,
but in verse 7 it says,
diberkatilah orang yang mengandalkan Tuhan.
Blessed are those who trust in the Lord.
Dan Tuhan memberikan mujizat sampai akhirnya kita tidak ditinggalkan. Dia memberikan rumah yang baru dan mujizat terjadi setiap bulan. Kita enggak kekurangan, tidak mati kelaparan.
And so God provided a miracle for us. We didn't die of starvation. God provided a new home and he provided a way for us to continue.
Jangan menyerah.
So do not give up.
Tetap fokus.
Stay focused.
Tetap punya iman.
Keep the faith.
Berjalan di dalam pengharapan.
And walk in hope.
Karena ada musim yang baru.
Because this is a new season.
Ada level yang baru.
A new level.
Saudara bukan hanya menjadi orang Kristen biasa.
And so you're not just going to end up being regular
Christians. Tapi ketika saudara memiliki tujuan dan rencana Tuhan.
But when you hold on to the plans and the purpose of God.
Iman saudara bertumbuh.
Your faith will grow.
Meskipun di dalam penderitaan, meskipun di dalam pergumulan.
Even though it's through suffering or through trials.
Karena Allah yang dahsyat.
Because our God is amazing.
Allah yang luar biasa.
He is an incredible God.
Bersama-sama dengan saudara.
And he is going to be with you.
Saya akan tutup dengan firman Tuhan yang terakhir dalam Efesus 3 ayat 20.
And I just want to finish with a verse in Ephesians 3 verse 20. We'll read it together. Ephesians 3 verse 20 says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us.
Kalau Yosua bisa dipakai oleh Tuhan.
So if Joshua can be used by God,
Tuhan juga bisa memakai saudara.
God can also use you.
Amin. Tuhan berkati.
Thank you.